talk out. Before we go, we talk about firing an employee. Just want to mention interesting tshuva that's printed in the Meshiv Dava from the Siv and Chelik Bay Simon Zion. In the beginning of tshuva, someone asked the Nativ Shaila that got the Sheikhet. The Sheikhet did things inappropriate. He wanted to say he was shechted properly. So when a person wrote the Sheikhet, he writes back to answer if they should fire the Sheikhet and I answer the Sheikhet. He said, before we get to the Hesem Shaila, he said, you should know that we have to realize when we're passing on this person, if we should fire him from his job, you have to realize he has a wife and children, family. And if we fire him from the job, you take away his panasa, and we say, Shehu kamat din nefashis. No one times, there's no such thing as, unemployment. If you don't have food, there's no welfare and so on, all these things. If you didn't have a job, you died from hunger. So he says, by firing somebody, it's kamat din nefashis. That's the Russian of the Nativ. Today, even though today you have food stamps, wealth, and all these things, but Lamaisa, sometimes without having a job, at least to crush problems showing bias, sometimes you get into depressions, and many other things can go wrong because of that. So it's also kamat, even though I have the dinner and fashas of the Nativ, but kalit the dinner and fashas today in our times also. So the shaila is, can you let, you have an employee, you wanna fire an employee. For no reason. If he's incompetent, or he's doing something wrong, and then of course you can fire him. The question is, let's say you have an employee, you're paying him $80,000 a year, and you wanna get someone, it's too high. So you wanna get someone else, a new person, you're paying only $40,000. Can I just fire him just like that? Or let's say, you have an employee working for you, or a youth working for you, and you don't know him that well, you hide him. Now a friend comes to you, so listen, I lost my job, do you have a job for me? So you'd rather give his friend, pay him the same amount as a friend, than the soldier who doesn't know. Are you allowed to fire a person or not? That's what we're going to discuss today. We just started. Right?
The company making less money in this economy, and they just let people go?
Well, we're not talking about it right now, okay? Alright. If you have to let someone go because you don't have to work for him or something like that, of course you can let him go then. But someone, you have a regular worker. Just you rather have a different worker. Whatever reason, like you mentioned before. And if you're talking about Jewish. Talking about Jewish employees. We're not talking about non-Jews. We're talking about it doesn't make a difference between Shem and Shabbos and not Shem and Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference. Alright. The Beis Yosef says in Arachayim, then the Simon and Gimel, he brings out a Chuvah to Rashba. Chuvah to Rashba says, the Achazen, you ain't Mistakim, I say. You cannot fire Achazen unless you find a Pesul with him. And now some a rumor, there has to be some proof that there's something wrong, that he gave out some Shem itself, he's doing something wrong, then you could fire him. But without any reason, just down a curve of Amar, or someone says something, it's not enough reason to fire a chazan. And he says, but in a place of an Eirik, to hire a chazan for a certain amount of years, let's say hire him for 3 years, when it comes to time, you're allowed to hire someone else instead of him. Doesn't make a difference for a chazan, or someone's taking care of Kupashot Staka, any type of minoy that the tzibah needs, doesn't make a difference if you're paying him or not paying him. You don't have to worry about any raz or chshat if he's hired for a certain amount of time. But Lutz is hired for a certain amount of time, if he's not hired for any amount of time, you don't take him, you don't fire him, unless you find a psul with him. And Shus the Raja says further, even if you want Kaveh's man, but Stam, you go by the minute. You go by the minute of how much you hire him. But if there's no such minute, he's hired forever, and that's it. That's what the truth of Asher speaks out. The Mechaber, in Arachayim, in Simon and Gimel, in Sif Chofei, the Mechaber says, Ein Mishalken Chazim Umnasai, Elkin Nimsa by Psoh. You cannot fire a Chazim unless you find a Psoh with him. A And ain't Sakurai Tarama says, Mishaminim Ba'ama, Samarinim Ba'ama, you can't fire a person. Because you have a shame, Shinitrasim, Akusis, Shemasa Adam, he was Maisa, a person, that's not enough, he's a fire, unless there's some proof to it. So, what's the reason why? You don't fire a person or fire Chazan? So Mishavur sticks out, it's not only a Chazan going on, but he says, who are then? He says, what they call it, manis, the mocha, shaynaka, limnas, is manidua. Any type of person that you appoint him, the mocha, shaynaka, limnas, this man is also time, you do have a time, the reason why you don't fire him, shalei chosh de shinitza psul. Why do you fire him? Because I see, why do you fire a person? Because you find a psul with him. Therefore, once you hire somebody, like a chazin, and you don't make there's no contract for a certain amount of years, the dinner is there forever and you can't fire him. What's the reason why you can't? What's the reason why? Well, that's not called like an employee, it's a dinner shura. So Mela, you can't, and Moshe says you can't fire him. The same thing, a Rebbe and a Muhammad. A lot of folks go out with the Muhammad also has been a Shura, that they can't, once he's there for a number, for amount of time ready, you can't fire him. Okay.
The reason for buying
Shura is... Huh? What? Now, once it's a Shura, even if there's no Psalm, you cannot fire him. Once these people are called Shura, you can never fire them.
By the store.
Doesn't make a difference. It's working for a love. Doesn't make a difference.
The note said that the Malamid, after a certain amount of time, is this kind of supplied by all Dini Shura, or is it just by Malamid?
No, anyone. Even the Malamid, once the Malamid starts teaching, and he's in there, he's teaching, let's say he's hiring for 2 days.